Have your Bible turned this evening to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. The Bible says, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me who am less than the least of all saints in this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ through all ages, world without end. Amen." I'd like to preach just a little while tonight, and I'll try not to be too long. I know we had choir practice, and a lot of folks is weary. But I'd like to preach tonight for just a few minutes on how to walk. How to walk. As we begin to see this, and Paul begins to expound to the Ephesians, and he said, "Hey, listen, I'm just a prisoner of Christ sent to you. I would to God that we could become prisoners of Christ." You say, "Well, preacher, we've been set free by grace." Yeah, sure we have. But if we ain't very careful, we're set to and free unto what? We ought to be set free unto the Lord Jesus Christ to manifest his name, to realize that we belong to him. Praise God, he's our Lord and our Savior, the Redeemer, the Keeper of our souls. Amen. And we begin to realize this. We begin to see him high and lifted up to a place where he needs to be recognized, where he needs to be alive in our hearts. And as I begin to read this and I begin to study this, I begin to think about some things about a walk and a walk with God, how that walk can be something that's so magnificent. It's so real and so rich if we just realize. But sometimes I think it takes God getting our attention to show us where we need to be, to show us what he wants to do for us, to move in us and on us and begin to reveal that walk. Praise God, it's needed in this last day. I begin to think of this, and I begin to think of a story that I'd read a while ago. A while back, I was reading a story about a young Christian couple. I hadn't been married very long. That was new in the relationship. Had just been married for a little over a year. Their life was going good, and they had big plans. The honeymoon was still new. Amen. For you that's married, you know what I'm talking about. They still had that love and desire, and they had that longing for one another, that newness that they had. Praise God, in the relationship. It was real and it was alive, and it was vibrant, and they was starting out. And praise God, they had good plans, big plans, and they were going places. Amen. You remember when you had those kind of plans? You remember then you had that kind of focus? when you had that kind of love, and they loved one another, and they loved their church. Amen. A young couple, praise God, that had a love one for another and for the house of God. Amen. And God began to move in them, and they began to have the hopes, amen, that every couple has. We all have hopes. We have high wishes and desires and a direction to go. But you know what's wrong in America today? Amen. We don't have those hopes no more. Praise God. We're so sidetracked and we're so distracted. We can't focus on that blessed hope. Praise God. That's real today. Amen. If we ain't careful, we get caught up in everything else. The devil, he'll try to dissuade us. He'll try to point us in every different, in all kind of different directions. And praise God, why the Holy Ghost of God trying to point us towards Jesus. But they had hopes, they had desires. They had hopes of life. Amen? The life that they would live, the life that they would have, the life that they would make together. They begin to have dreams and purpose in their heart. And they begin to have let that love manifest itself. And praise God, they begin to plan for a future. Amen? Do you know what I'm talking about? See, that's the heart's desire. That's what it ought to be, the way it ought to be with every one of us. We ought to have a love. We ought to have a heart's desire. We ought to have a future. Amen? I'm afraid sometimes we're short-sighted in the world that we live in. But we don't have the plans, the unction, praise God, to think ahead. We got to think. Sometimes the old fellow said, you got to think outside the box. Sometimes I think the old devil, he boxes us in and he tries to keep our thinking in one place. But praise God, that thinking ought to be in outer space. Amen. Hey, praise God, it ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ in that free pardon of sin. Praise God that He offers to me and you. But they had all these hopes. They had the desires. They had a life and a love. They had a future. Amen. They was looking forward. They was expecting. They was desiring. And praise God, they was anxious to see. But one evening they got together and they decided they was going to take their bikes for a ride. And they was going to ride around the block. They was going to ride around the community. They was come back and they was going to come back refreshed. Ready to go again. Amen. But something happened as Mike was riding his bike down this hill. Somehow or another he lost control. He went over the guardrail, over an embankment. And praise God, Sarah went running to him and called 911. And they got the ambulance there. And it was all they could do to keep him alive. They got him to the hospital. See, all these things, all these hopes, all these things that they had, praise God, was a flashing before. Hey, man, it's just like all the plans that they had were being thrown out the window. Amen. But the story goes on. It says that Sarah went and sat beside Mike's bed, a constant visual. A vigil over him. Amen. Constantly there for him. He couldn't feed himself. He couldn't take care of himself. But she was there for him. She began to take care of him. She began to minister to him. She began to feed him when he couldn't feed himself. She kept showing him that love and that compassion. Amen. Continued to try to pursue those desires that she had for her husband. Amen. And as she began to do these things, and now he was crippled. He's busted up. He couldn't walk. And they began to work with him. They began to seek doctors and different things. And Sarah began to ask. She began to look for answers from God. Amen. She began to question God. She began to wonder, why did such things happen? Why do we have to go through these things in our life? Why does bad things happen to good people? Why does bad things happen to good people? But one day, as she was questioning herself, as she was asking these questions with herself, and she never mentioned them to her husband. She never mentioned them to Mike. She never once voiced the anguish and desires to know that she had in the depths of her soul. But Mike would just encourage her. He'd say, "It's going to be all right." But one day they was in the story. They was saying that they was a beautiful sunshiny day. And she got Mike in the wheelchair. She rolled him outside into the sunshine underneath a big oak tree. And the story goes, as they sat under that great big oak tree, that Mike reached over and he took her by the hand and he looked her in the eye and he said, "Sarah," he said, "I don't know if I'll ever walk again. But praise God," he said, "I've learned to walk closer to Jesus than I've ever been." She said, "That's," and he said, "That's," he said, "Honey," he said, "That's what I want more than anything." And she began to realize, praise God, there's something more than just being a husband and a wife, than being a family, to being to having a church, to going to a place to worship. Praise God, it was God Almighty, and He's real in your heart. You see, when while she was a question, God, while she was asking questions, why? Mike, instead of shaking his fist at God, reached up and took Him by the hand. Amen. He reached up and took Him by the hand. He said, Lord, just draw me up closer to You. If I don't walk again, if I never can step and take another step, it's okay as long as I've got You. Amen. This life is fleeting. It's just like a vapor and it's gone. But the main thing is, praise God, it's how we walk through this life that we have. It's the opportunities that we're given, amen, to today. It's the opportunities, praise God, that lead us into tomorrow. And those opportunities come from a God of glory who loves us and cares for us with a godly love. The trials will come. Amen. We'll all face trials. If, as Miss G always says, praise God, if you haven't got that phone call, just be ready because it'll come. Amen. It'll come. It'll come to you. It'll come to me. Someday you'll get that phone call. But what we have to do is we have to do like Mike and Sarah. We have to adjust our perspective. Sometimes we have to adjust our perspective. We have to look at, praise God, what God can do in that situation. How God can change us and mold us and make us and mend us. We've got a God today, youngins, praise God, has no place to give up because He's a mending God. He's a God, praise God, that can put things back together again. Yeah. Amen. We question, we wonder why, but praise God, God knows the answer. And we're serving a sovereign God today, a God who loves us and cares for us with a godly care. And praise God, He will mend us and make us whole. I want to say this evening, God won't leave you a broken vessel. He won't do it. But God will mend you and make you. If we just sometimes we just got to be willing to change our perspective just a little. We got to tend to be directing our focus to a holy God, to have that faith to believe that God is on our side. Amen. That God is on our side, no matter what the situation, no matter how dreary it looks. Praise God, we got to remember with through faith that God is on our side. Amen. As the sister testified, I think it was this morning, praise God, hey, listen, it may get dark and dismal. It may seem that things is falling apart, but praise God, as a young and sung this evening, hey, somebody comes alongside, amen, just about the darkest time, praise God. It may be some old church member. It may be some old brother and sister that'll come along, praise God, when it seems like you're reaching and dredging the bottom of the barrel, praise God, and they'll send someone along just in time. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about God. When we have faith to believe and we trust in Him, praise God, He'll never forsake us in our time of trouble. As brother said, we don't see God visually. Amen. He's not a visual God. Amen. Sometimes He does things, His attention shows us some things. But praise God, we see Him through faith and we see what He does. And even though sometimes we don't see Him, like Brother Robert seen Him, amen, personally. But praise God, hey, listen, honey, I see, you know, the image in a cloud. But praise God, we see God just as real when we see Him working in the brethren. We see some old saint of God picking up a phone and say, hey, I just wanted to tell you, I love you and I'm praying for you. If there's anything we can do, just let us know. I'm going to say, praise God, that's glory of God manifest to the children of God. Amen. We see it. Oh, I tell you what, I'm so proud of this church. I'm so proud that we've got brothers and sisters that love and care for one another. If you're out a couple of weeks, praise God, somebody will be ringing your phone. Amen. Usually a lot of somebodies. Amen. I've had people say to me, preacher, you don't be out a week or two, something come up, and they give me a call and say, preacher, hey, it was five or six people called me. I said, glory to God. They love you. They care for you. Amen. What a blessing to be in that situation that you live. You got church folks, you got brothers and sisters that love you. Amen. That's not a bad thing. Amen. That's just the grace of God. That's just, amen, that's that walk of God. That's that direction of God. That's the way God leads us and the way God directs us. Bless His holy name. He said we have that through Jesus. This young fella, this young couple, they realized that through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that all things was possible. Amen. Not maybe in the way that we think. I want to say the way that I think is not the way that God thinks. The way that you think is not the way that God thinks. The way that I see time and the way I think things ought to be played out aren't necessarily the way God thinks it ought to be played out. Amen. Sometimes God's plan is so magnificent, so big, that we can't see the full aspect, the full spectrum of it. But God's a work. We've got to believe in faith today, young. Thank God that God's on our side and He's working for us. Amen. He's a working a whole lot more for us than the devil is against us. Amen. The Lord's there. He's that ever-present help, praise God, all the time to minister to us, to help us. And when we begin to realize that, Paul says here, he says, unto me, who am the least of all the saints, verse 8, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? Why? He said it was a mystery that they couldn't understand from the ages. But praise God, he said, God's opened a mystery to you and to me, to the Gentile world. And praise God, allow us to be partakers in the greatness of God. He said, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, it's been opened up. The mystery's been revealed. The curtain's been pulled back. Amen. He said, God's been revealing, praise God. God's showing the magnificent things that's been hid to the past. Amen. We're beginning to see the magnificence of God. He said, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now look at verse 12. Notice it closely. It says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith in Him. He said, praise God. He said, how? All these things is opening up. God's beginning to reveal things. God's beginning to show us things in our life. God's beginning to show us things in the way we live. Amen. He's opening up a spectrum to us. He's showing us, praise God, right into the very depths of our soul. He said, we have an opportunity through Jesus to come with the Holy Ghost boldness into the presence of God. Amen. To a realization of how magnificent God wants to be in our life. What Christ wants to reveal to us, to show us, praise God, that He might be the Lord of our life. That He might give us the guidance and leadership, praise God, that we need to be good mamas, good daddy, good grannies, and good grandpas, praise God, for the glory of God in these last days that we live. So that we can know the Lord. Amen. There was something revealed that was so magnificent. He said, in whom we have boldness. Holy Ghost boldness. Amen. And access. With confidence by the faith of Him. He said, we got that boldness. And you got that boldness because you got confidence. Who you got your confidence in? That's the thing tonight. It's who our confidence is in. If you got your confidence in somebody, they're going to let you down. If you got your confidence in the government, they're really going to let you down. Amen. But if we've got our confidence in the Lord, praise God, He's never going to let us down. Amen. If we put our confidence in ourselves, self's going to let you down. Amen. I'm afraid too many of us are putting confidence in ourselves. It's what we do, praise God. It's not what we do. It's what Christ does in us. Amen. The difference that He can make. I can't make the difference. You can't make the difference. But when we got Holy Ghost boldness and we have that confidence to just approach the throne of grace and beg God for help. Amen. But you know what? If we ain't very careful, we're too prideful. So, preacher, I ain't going to beg God for nothing. Why not? Amen. You need help. You need help. Just cry out to God. Say, Lord, please help me. I'm sinking here. He already knows it. Amen. But if He said, if we have boldness, we got to have the access through the Lord Jesus Christ. All we got to do is have the confidence. And that confidence comes in our faith to believe. Amen. It's just like the story of Micah. He may never walk again. But praise God, he had faith to believe that there was a God of glory, if he couldn't walk, would carry him all the way. Amen. That deliverance, praise God, was to be had. I believe with all my heart today, praise God, through faith, that the Lord will deliver us because He promised that He would. Amen. Verse 14, he says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. He said, "Hey, listen." He said, "If you need something, praise God. All you got to do is bow the knee." Amen. If we come into a humble attitude before God, and we begin to, the best way to walk, praise God, is to get down on your knees before God. Amen. If you want to stand today, the best way to stand is to kneel. Amen. To get down where you can do business with God, to call upon Him, to get answers from Him. See, we seek to get answers from everybody else, from the world, praise God, and the things around. But praise God, when God's got the answers, and He's looking out for our best, for our well-being. Amen. He said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you." Now get this, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory. You know what the riches of Christ's glory is? It's unspeakable. There's not a limit on His resources. Amen? And there's no limit to His glory. So He said, we're partakers, praise God, through faith. Amen. To come with boldness, with confidence, through faith, praise God, into the presence of God, into the glory of God. Amen. That the glory of God be manifest to us and through us. That we can begin to, hey, this mystery's being opened up, praise God. He said, hey, if we're going to walk, praise God, and walk circumspectly with the Lord, amen, it's just opening up our hearts, allowing Jesus to come in, amen, and just walking, praise God, that good walk of faith. Amen. Do it with boldness. Amen. If there's ever a time that the church needs to be bold, it's today and hour that we live. These children, these young people, praise God, that's dying and going to hell on their doorsteps. Amen. Their neighbors and their neighbors' kids. But He said that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit. Now listen to this, in the inner man. Who's God deal with? What does God deal with? God deals with the inner man. Amen. God ain't concerned about this flesh. Amen. God ain't so concerned about this outward man. It's that inward man that God's dealing with. Amen. We'll take that inward, that outward man, we'll try to paint it up, dress it up, and spice it up, and make it look good. But it's like, kind of like going down there to the fair. They take that big old hog and they take it in there and they wash it and they scrub it and they put a bow on it and they put a little curly thing on its tail and I mean, it looks all pretty. But praise God, it's still a hog. Amen. It's you cleaned it up, dressed it up on the outside, but it's still a hog. But praise God, when God changes a person on the inside, it's that inward man, praise God, that makes a difference in us. It's that inward man that'll give us that love, give us the compassion, give us the direction that we might walk, praise God, pleasing to the Lord. Amen. That walk circumspectly before the Lord, doing those things that's pleasing Him, that bring glory and honor to His name, that magnifies Him, that people can look at you and they say, something's different about you. You didn't do your hair different. You're not dressed any different. But there's a glow about you. There's a radiance coming off of you that I've never seen before. Amen. You look happy. You look like you're fulfilled. You look like you're going places, praise God, and doing things. You look like you've got joy in your heart. Looks like there's peace. Amen. Why? Because there's something happening on that inward man. Amen. Hey, listen, the trials and the tribulations, the heartaches have come and passed, praise God. But praise God, there's a joy downside that's unspeakable, praise God, that the devil can't touch. Amen. The devil can't take that inward joy away from you, praise God, when you got your faith in the Lord, your trust in the Lord. Amen. He can't take it. Amen. The old devil, he might destroy this body. He might tear up this flesh. He tries. Oh, he'd like to kill us all. He'd like to put us all in the grave. But he don't realize he's just doing us a favor. Amen. Praise God, he's promoting us to glory. Amen. But God, God's there. And he said, hey, I'm going to preserve you. Just like my servant Jacob. He said, praise God, hey, you can do what you want to, but you can't touch his soul. So that belongs to me. Amen. That inward part of man, it belongs to me. Paul said, hey, listen, today's a mystery of God. That before, he said, it ain't been revealed to the Gentiles. Let me just tell you that God loves you, praise God, and he's taking care of that inward man. Amen. He's out to save the inward man, to change the inward man. Why does he do that? He said, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Oh, wow. We've come full spectrum. Christ dwell in your heart through faith. How do we have the fullness of Christ in us, praise God? It's through faith, just to believe in Him that He is who He said He is. Amen. That He is the God of glory. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. And when we, through faith, make Him that for our personal self, praise God, something different, something unique takes place inside a child of God. That inward man. Amen. You start thinking different. Amen. You start thinking. You don't think the way you used to think. Amen. You don't want to fight at the drop of a hat like you used to want to fight. Some of us. Amen. You don't want to do the things. You don't want to go to places you used to go. All of a sudden, praise God, like Brother Eddie said, things are changing you. Amen. You don't feel right no more when you go certain places. You don't feel right no more when you do certain things. There's something, praise God, inside you. It's that inward dwelling of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost. It's Him pointing you, directing you, praise, refocusing you. Amen. If we could just give into that through faith, believing it. You know, there's a lot of people that struggle with a lot of things after they come to know the Lord. But it's because we don't give in, praise God, to that inward man that lives in us. That wants to take over. It wants to be in charge of our lives. Wants to give us that guidance and leadership that we need. And we all need that guidance. Amen? We need that for ourselves, but we need that for people around us. So that they can see it, especially our children. So that they can see Christ in us and have that hope of glory. I want my youngins to know, praise God, someday when they roll Daddy up here in a box, praise God, and this whole breast gone, praise God, Daddy, that's not Daddy, praise God. That's just old vessel clay, that Daddy's with Jesus. Amen. I've entered into that blessed hope, praise God. Why? Because of a boldness, by access, through confidence and faith, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ in that inward man. Amen. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. You know what happens when you get that, when that inward man, I'm talking about our walk now, how to walk. It's that inward man in us that does the walk. It's that inner man in us that changes the talk. It's that inner man in us, praise God, that with Holy Ghost boldness has seen the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's manifest to you, and you realize, praise God, that it's not you that's going to do anything, but it's Christ in you, praise God, that's going to change you into what you want to be. We can't do it, but He can. Amen? Do you believe that tonight? The Lord's able, praise God, to change us all into new creatures, new creations for His glory. Changing me, changing you, changing our little old youngins. Oh, they're rambunctious now. They run around and they drive us crazy, make us gray-headed. And it don't, hey, listen, you parents, it don't stop when they get to be 18. You think, well, boy, it'll be good when they get to be 18. They'll be on their own. And I won't have no more worries. You can forget that. When they get that age, that's when it really comes. Amen. The problems just get bigger. Amen. But through faith, praise God, you can put them in God's hands. You can raise them in nurture and admonition, Lord, and say, hey, listen, I love you. I'm careful. And God loves you. And show them, praise God, the way to do right. But we have to start early. Amen. We have to start when they're the age of little Hayden. Amen. We got to love them and nurture them. Show them the right way. Be an example to them. Amen. The only way we can be an example to them is when we've got that faith and that confidence, praise God, and through the access by the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that boldness by faith to be what God would have us to be. to walk in a way that's pleasing to Him, that them little fellas can see it. And that when they get out there in the world and the world starts going this way and that away, they look back at the house and they say, wait a minute. Mama and Daddy didn't do it that way. Mama and Daddy didn't do things like that them people want me to do. Amen. Mama and Daddy said that wasn't right. Mom and Daddy love Jesus. So I believe I'm going to stay with Mom and Daddy. Amen. I'm going to stay with the Lord. Praise God, because He's the one that makes the difference in that inward man. See, that inward man, that's who we really are. We can go to law school and we can get us a degree. And we can stick our thumbs in our britches and cock back, and boy, we can pretend like we're somebody. But I want to tell you, it don't matter what kind of degree you got. It don't matter what kind of degree your children's got. It's that inward man that makes them that person. Praise God, that'll be pleasing to God or displeasing to God. That inward man. You know what we do? We'll dress them up. We'll clean them up. We'll spend thousands and thousands, send them to good school. And I ain't got a thing against school. I think we need to go to schools. Amen. We need an education. But praise God, we need God a whole lot more. God has to be the primary focus. But hey, listen, if you young parents, praise God, you look at me just a minute. If any of us could tell you, go back and tell you, if we could go back and do it again, we'd do it different. We'd spend more time in the Word. We'd spend more time, praise be, trying to be what that inward man needs to be for our children. Amen. There's not a parent here that can't raise your hand and say, I wish I could do it over. Amen? How many of you raise your hands and say, I wish I could do it over? But you don't get a second chance. It's that inward man, praise God, that we make our little youngins to be today that makes the difference. It's that inward man that you want to be. Amen? That's going to spill over in that person you want to be. Remember I told you over in Ephesians? In Ephesians, he talks about that way that we should live, that way that we should act and react. Amen. According to the Word of God, I won't go over there tonight. But he's talking about that, the way that we act and react with one another, and the clamor and the wrath and the confusion that's in the home. That clamor's that shouting and hollering and screaming all the time. God never intended it to be that way. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how can we change it? We've got to take time to step back. We've got to take time to take a deep breath. And we've got to take time to think and say, hey, I want them to see that inward man. Amen. I want them to see, I want my children, I want my grandchildren, I want them to see that inward man. Not this old outward man. Amen. You say, how is that possible? Because through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. Boy, so much there. And to know, now listen to this, and to know the love, Brother Kevin, of Christ. You think about it. If we've got it in our hearts and in our minds, the only thing that we're going to let come out is a manifestation of the love of Jesus. Amen. Now stay with me. I'm about done. I'm going to quit. I want to get this point across. If we think in our walk, our Christian walk, how to walk, if we walk circumspectly with God and we say, Lord, I want my people, my children, my loved ones, my co-workers, I want them to just see Jesus in me. I want it, Lord, I want through faith to come boldly before you with, because I've got access to Jesus Christ, and I want to have the boldness, the access through faith to just have Christ in me, dwelling in me richly, amen, like He does to the saints of God, that it would radiate on me, that all they'd see in my life. You realize, just like I said, one of these days, if Lord tarries, is coming, and the rapture don't take, they're going to roll you down this aisle and roll you up here to the front of this church. Every one of us. Bible says it's appointed the man wants to die. Amen. Listen, I don't care how old or how young you are, you've got an appointment. Amen. A destiny with your Maker. No matter who you are.
And you'll want some preacher. Maybe me. Maybe not. To come and say a few words over you. You say, preach my funeral. But I want to tell you with a certainty today, I can't preach your funeral. Amen? The day you was born. The date. The day you die is a date. And in between those two dates, there's a dash. That dash is your life. Amen? That dash is your funeral. That dash is the way that you lived. Amen? No matter what I say over you, no matter what any other preacher says, I can't change the way you lived. Amen? Except through the Word of God, I've implied to your heart. That's why I preach the heart, I think. Why I said that God will change us. God will help us. God will manifest through us. Amen. Himself. And He'll change us into that creature He'd have us to be. So that when it comes our time and they roll us down to the front of this church, God forbid, I hope it don't happen. I hope we all go out in a rapture. But when it comes time, some old man, a saint of God, can stand over you. Instead of trying to tell them how good you should have been, how good you are, trying to preach you into glory, full of grace and mercy. But instead of trying to do that, they can just say, "Hey, listen, this old saying. All we can do is just say, let's just have a hallelujah time. We're here to celebrate a homecoming. Amen. There's a homecoming over in glory, and we just come to celebrate, youngins. Amen. Praise God. Just like one of these black servants. Have you ever been in a black funeral? I mean, when old saint of God goes on to be in glory, my, what a celebration. Amen? Amen. They ought to be a celebration for a child of God when they go out of here. Amen. It ought to be a celebration because, hey, listen, they're departed from here and they're gone to be with God in glory. Why? Because of the manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we can't understand it, the depths and the height and the width. We can't understand it. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. He said we can be filled to running over with Jesus. You get to being filled with running over. Praise God, He'll run over on somebody. Don't you like it when you get with some old saint of God and they get so full of the sweet Spirit of God, praise God, it's just gushing out of them. Amen. It runs out of the cup and gets in the saucer. And then, praise God, if you prompt them just a little bit, praise God, it'll run plumb out. It'll get plumb out of the saucer. I like it like that. Why, that's the fullness of God manifest. I don't know about you, but I like the fullness of God. Amen. If we had our walk right, we can have the fullness of God. He said, knowing unto Him, I said, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Wow. That's powerful. Amen. Let me read that one. Now unto Him, that's Jesus, that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh. Now get this. In us. What kind of power do you have tonight? Amen? What kind of power do you have tonight in you? Well, let me go back to where I began. How's your walk? How is your walk? See, if your walk's right, it's because that power that's in you, that power that's been given to you, that power that's a representation of your faith. Do you realize the power that we have? Do you realize tonight the Christian that we are? Now listen to me and I'm done. The Christian that we are is manifest by the faith that we have in Him. How much faith do you have? How much faith do you believe? Are you a believer? Are you a believer? Do you believe Jesus? Do you believe in the Lord? Do you believe that He has the power to help and the power to heal? Amen. You say, well, yeah, preacher, I believe that. I'll ask you again, how's your walk?